Hello and welcome to our Lectio Divina practice. In this bustling season, when things are beginning to open up, it can feel dizzying. There's excitement and anxiety, loneliness and busyness all at the same time. This is why I love having this rhythm of carving time out to listen to God's word and his voice. It's steadying. It's life-giving. It's deepening and constant in every season. So as we begin today, let's take some time to scan our bodies and our spirit. Where might you be feeling a little overextended? Maybe you feel sore or numb. Is there something that's weighing heavy on your heart? Or something that just sticks to the back of your mind no matter what you're doing? Whatever that is, allow it to come into focus. And let's take a moment to shift any of our anxiety into reverence. We do this by acknowledging that God is bigger. Bigger than the things that seem so big today. So whatever it is that you're holding, you can say, God, you are bigger. Whether it's the anxiety over your career, the brokenness in the family, God, you are bigger than my success or my failure. You are bigger than my love for this person. God, you are bigger than my desire. You are bigger than my numbness. Let's take a minute to shift into this posture of reverence. Whatever it is you need to say, God, you are bigger than. Take a minute now. Notice we don't want to dismiss these burdens. We simply want to reframe and refocus. God is sovereign, and he's still in control in whatever circumstance we might find ourselves in. He is bigger. Lord, you are bigger. Today we'll be reading from Philippians 4, 4 through 7, from the NIV and the NLT versions. We're going to read first from the NIV version. And as you listen, take note of what words stick out to you, maybe what emotions or maybe a phrase. Ask God as we begin to speak and minister specifically to you. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and change your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Was there a word or a phrase that stuck out to you? Hold that and ask God why it resonated with you. I'll give you 2 minutes here, and then we'll read it again from the NLT version. One more minute. From the NLT version, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. How is God speaking to you through this scripture? And what does it tell you about God? I'll give you 2 more minutes here to reflect. One more minute. On Sunday, Pastor Brian taught us a prayer that we can pray with our bodies. And if you watched, you can follow that as we close in prayer today. So let's pray. Anxious, nothing. Prayerful, everything. Thankful, anything. Peace. Lord, here I am. All my burdens, all my cares. Here I am. My being laid out before you. Lord, you care for me. You care for me. My God, you care for me. Thank you, Lord. I am cared for. Thank you, Lord. I am at peace. In your Son's name we pray. In all things. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Lectio Divina practice. Until next time.